What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Okay, our next guest here on WEEI Afternoons, we want to welcome Dr. Irene Gobriel from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, and I'm going to read. She is the Senior Vice President for Experimental Medicine, the Director of the Center of Early Detection and Inception of Blood Cancers, the co-leader of the Lymphoma Myeloma Cancer Center Program, and a lot of other stuff. I'm not going to lie to you. You have a very impressive resume.
That's the longest business card ever.
Yeah, and we just talk sports on the radio, but we are so happy to have you with us to explain a little bit about where this money is going. Obviously, we're raising a lot of money, and you're at the forefront of where some of that money goes and how that money can help save lives, reach patients. So tell us a little bit about, and try to use layman's terms because we're not the smartest cookies to crumble here. So Dr. Gobriel, thanks for joining us, and what do you do?
Well, so I work mainly as a physician scientist, which means that I see patients and I can also go back to the lab and understand why it matters for our patients. And as you said, it matters to save lives. And every day counts for us. We go back to see patients and we say, where's the problem? How can we fix that? How can we help our patients? And then we go back to the lab and say, can I discover something that can matter for my patient, whether it's a treatment, whether it's a diagnosis, whether I can diagnose them earlier? And this is the big thing that we're trying to ask now. Can we diagnose our patients with cancer before it even starts?
So how important is early detection? And for people, you know, for people who may... just whether it's in their potentially in their genetic coding, they have a family history of it, or just something feels off, as we've had a number of people join us here and say, oh, there was a mass, or there was a cough, or a shoulder pain. How important is it for people to just not be afraid or put it off? Well, I'll go to the doctor next week, because obviously, you know, what they learn may be critical to their diagnosis and treatment and care.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what it matters right now is many of us, we see patients after it's too late, after they've already had too many symptoms. I have pain. I have shortness of breath. Let me go see my doctor, or let me delay it a little bit more because I'm too scared to answer that question. And by the time they see us, it may be too late. And we want to change that completely. We want to diagnose cancer early, before you even have symptoms, before you know about it, so that we have a really good chance of curing it. And I think the formula here is early cancer detection and early interception. We can make a difference by curing cancer early if we diagnose it early.
We've heard this idea, we toured the facility a couple of weeks ago, this idea from bench to bedside or bench to bed, and it seems like everyone at Dana-Farber believes in that. Why is that so important, and does that hopefully expedite the process?
I think that's our secret sauce at Dana-Farber. We understand what it matters for our patients and we see them, and then we go back and can do the discovery. And very few physician scientists have that in other cancer centers, that you can have the ability to understand what is needed for a patient, you can care for patients, but you can go back and do the lab work. And truly, that's the Dana-Farber secret sauce.
So, like at this point now, research, technology behind cancer care, cancer treatment, seems like it's now almost getting to the point of where years ago we would have looked at it and thought, oh my gosh, that sounds like science fiction. It's the future. You guys are moving, dare I say, at warp speed. But what would you say is the greatest challenge you face? Medicine's evolving in care and clinical trials at an incredible rate. But what is the greatest challenge you face on a day-to-day basis?
I think there are so many challenges still. We have amazing discoveries, but how can we translate it to our patients? How can we make sure what we see in the lab and discover in the lab is truly coming back to the patient, not next year, not in 2 years, but immediately? And that comes from everything, from biomarker discovery, from better clinical care, from better treatment, and how fast we can bring the discovery we bring on patient care and clinical trials into a faster FDA approval. All of those steps can be done much faster and better and more coordinated with so many technologies coming in. Can we make it faster to our patients' care?
How many people are involved in the process? Obviously, you oversee a lot of people. What is that process like? Are there brainstorming meetings? You know, we hear silos. Mm-hmm. A few years ago with the Patriots, there was this idea there were too many silos. We need to tear down the silos so everybody is sort of working together. What is that like in your world?
Yeah, I think there is a huge collaboration and coordination because we all care about one thing and we're all thinking of what will end up being the future of our patients' care. And that matters a lot. We're all focusing on one thing. So it's not about me or the other physician. It's truly, can we make a difference for our patients and how fast can we do that? And that's that collaboration, coordination, not only between us within Dana-Farber, but with other cancer institutes and with other people around the world.
Quite a journey for you as well, coming from Cairo to the Midwest. And then ultimately, what led you to the Northeast, and what made you want to latch on with Dana-Farber and do this groundbreaking, trendsetting work you've been doing?
I just wanted to be in the best place in the world, and it truly is. I mean, I came here thinking I can do something better than what I'm doing anywhere else, and it's been amazing. I'm almost 20 years now at Dana-Farber,
wow.
And every day matters, and every day is very exciting for me.
How much has Dana-Farber changed in your 20 years, and where do you see, we see this new hospital on the horizon, 300 beds. How much has it changed, and where do you see sort of that dream going?
Yeah, we were a smaller pop and mom shop. I think now we're much bigger, which is wonderful. We're seeing this new hospital that will allow more patient care. And I think we still have one thing together, is we all feel that we belong to within this family. It truly feels like a family for us.
And when people call up, people text in a donation, from your perspective, what should they know about where the money is going, and what does it help in your particular discipline?
It matters a lot. Truly, all of that matters for us to understand better how to treat our patients, to make a difference in the discovery, to make a difference in the research. I depend on that research funding to make a difference for me, to help my patients. And the way we can accelerate care and do it faster, especially with the current funding situation, it matters a lot for us.
We've had a few people mention sort of the current funding situation. Basically, it means funding is going to be more difficult to get from the federal government. So these dollars are as valuable as they ever were, maybe more valuable.
Even more, yes.
Is that safe to say? And what challenges does that pose to you if there is a siphoning off of some of the federal money from what you're trying to do?
I mean, if you think about it, we're already discovering so many things and we're going so fast, and it matters for our patients because cancer does not wait. And here we are trying to slow down, and you should not be slowing down. You should be, going as fast as possible to make a difference for our patients. And if we see that slowing down, it really hurts.
And just sort of off the topic, now having been here in 2 decades, what's your favorite thing about Boston?
The Red Sox.
Yeah, that's a good.
Well done. Well,
she's at Fenway Park. I told you she was smart.
Yeah,
you can tell.
She's on top. She's got it.
Dr. Irene Gobriel from the Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, the Senior Vice President for Experimental Medicine and Director of the Center for Early Detection and Inception of Blood Cancers. We appreciate you joining us, and hopefully we can continue to raise these dollars so that you can do your job better in the future. And the next 20 years hopefully are as fruitful as the last 20 years have been for you.
Absolutely. Thank you so
appreciate
much.
You
maybe one day we'll never actually have to talk to you because we'll get rid of all these
so
things.
Too.
It's been lovely having you. Thank you so much.
You too.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.